Hello and welcome to the Self-Explained podcast. I'm your host, Katie O'Donohue, the self-care coach. And on this podcast, I'm going to be bringing you through all things relationships, self-love, and mindset. This is a podcast for those looking to elevate their level of consciousness, to increase their self-awareness, so that they can transform the relationship with their self and ultimately transform their life. So for today's show, I have the amazing Zoe Dunley on, who is a mindset and manifestation coach. So Zoe, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks a million for having me.
I'm so excited to do this podcast episode with you. You've no idea. It's been a long time coming.
We finally got it locked in.
I mean, if you want to give today's listeners just a brief insight into who you are, how you got to be where you are today, and we can go from there.
Yeah. Perfect. Sounds good. So my name is Zoe. I am from Katie's hometown, Cork, in Ireland. And I am a mindset and manifestation coach. Why I got into coaching is just basically to be able to help people in the way I wish I was helped when I needed it the most. How I got into coaching, really, I kind of fell into it. I was just very into my personal development. And then I just got coached. Came across a course then on coaching to become a coach, and just absolutely fell in love with it. Was like, okay, I think this is for me. And just kind of went from there. And just why I got into personal development in itself really was, getting to a point in my life when I actually was just didn't even like my life, didn't even like who I was becoming. Doing things, saying things, being a person that I actually didn't even want to be. Even things like going out, like getting pissed and everything like that now, like a couple of nights a week, not even like wanting to do it, but doing it just because that was like the done thing, you know. Didn't have some, like, even my support circle wasn't very supportive. Relationships weren't very supportive. The people that I had in my life. And yeah, just got to a point where I was just like, okay, F this, I need to make some changes, you know. So I just started even just doing things like meditating, reading, things like that. Looking at, like, you know, circle of friends, things like that, you know, who was supportive, things like that, you know. And unfortunately, that is sometimes in life, you know, we have some people that might not be very supportive of us. And that's okay, you know, that's fine too. Sometimes, you know, like, I mean, we're not meant to be friends with everybody that we ever meet, and that's okay. But yeah, and just kind of going from there, just making small little changes in my life. Reading as well was a massive, massive, massive thing for me as well. This is very basic earlier now, but the power of now, I don't know if you've read it, was definitely the book for me that really, really changed it all. You know, I think a lot of the time we do think that in life that things happen to us, and, you know, we can be very much the victim in a lot of things. And unfortunately, sometimes we are the victim of things. But when we can kind of change it from things happening to us, instead of bring it from a place of things happening to us, and bring it to a place of, you know, things are happening for us, you know, and they are helping us grow and they're challenging us for the better, it can just change the game for us, you know. So just reading, meditating, all that type of thing, getting mad into the personal development, and just getting to a place now of where I am happy. I'm not waking up every day anxious, you know, and just going from there, you know, just taking it day by day. Just getting involved in coaching, and as I said, helping people in the way I wish I was helped will always be my mantra within my coaching.
Oh, amazing. And I want to go into this because usually when people get into personal development, they've had something massive happen to them, and it's one kind of event or situation that is their wake-up call or their moment of realization where they think, I need to change, this isn't me. And I know you said it was kind of multiple things, but was there any one particular point in time where you just woke up one day and said, okay, I need to change everything and anything about myself right now?
There wasn't one particular moment. There was literally just moment after moment for me. I had, my childhood wasn't, I had some happy things in my childhood, don't get me wrong, but my childhood wasn't exactly the happiest time for me. There was some physical and emotional abuse in my childhood, which obviously I held on to then as a trauma. And for me, with the physical abuse, it became, if you don't be aggressive, or if you don't be the bully, or if you don't be, you know, the dominant person, you're going to be physically or emotionally abused. So I then became that character. I didn't want to be that person, but that was how I protected myself. So then, like, in my later years, then that became me being maybe, like, you know, aggressive, or even just passive aggressive, you know, always feeling like if I wasn't in control, or if I wasn't being the dominant character, that, you know, people were going to get the upper hand of me and things like that. You know, I mean, Katie, you know yourself what you can hang on to from your childhood, what it can come out in as in your adult life. You know, and it's hard, and it is a lot of things that I've had to work through. But for me, yeah, it was playing a character that I did not like. That was what was kind of, I suppose, if there was going to be one incident, or if there was going to be one thing that really got me to wake up, I was sick of playing the character. I was sick of being the person. I was sick of the labels that I had that were over me. And yeah, that was what kind of got me to be like, okay, as I said, this is not who I want to be. This is not what I want. You know, I don't want to be the bitch, maybe some people might see it, but you know, I don't want to be this person, you know. And like, as I always say to even like my clients and things, like, just because you were once this person does not mean that you always have to be that person, you know. You can be whoever you want to be, and I know that is so life guru-ish, but like, it's true. You know, if you want to be, it's like anything. If you want to be a morning person, the only person that can get you to be a morning person is yourself. You know, if you want to be a person who, you know, reads a lot, the only person who can get you to be the person who reads a lot is, you know, yourself. And you know, so it's like the power really comes from within you. So just because, you know, I was once the person who maybe was the bully back in, you know, primary school, or the person who, you know, was a little bit aggressive, or the person who was out 3-4 nights a week, absolutely demented, you don't always have to be that person. You know, like, these labels can almost be like our chains, but once you can actually break free from them, you know, that's when you really are free. That's when you really are the person that you want to be, when you stop caring about what other people think of you and just embrace who you are for you.
It sounds like you've done a lot of shadow work, because I know when you talk about having this role or this label, it's very much this false self that's created. And you have a similar background to me in terms of childhood abuse, in terms of whether it was emotional or physical, but you adapt a certain survival mechanism, because that's what it is. Like you said, it's protection. And so you fulfill all those various roles and labels as you grow up, and they bleed into the other parts of your life. And it's a disaster, like you say, and you just wake up and you don't want to be that person anymore. But I'm going to ask you, because I know you identify as a mindset and manifestation coach, so that's technically a label or a role that you're fulfilling. What made you identify as a mindset and manifestation coach?
It's actually a very good question. Never even thought about that myself.
I'm throwing you under the boat, under the bus.
I suppose, like, with the whole thing of even what I kind of just touched on there a minute ago, you know, like, you can be whatever you want to be, you know. And like, for me, it was, I want to be the person that helps people, and I want to be the person that, you know, shows people that if you actually want to be something or to do something, the only person that can get you to do that is yourself. With a little bit of help from the universe, of course. But, you know, so I suppose the reason why I would have labeled myself as that is purely to be able to help people, you know. So I suppose, yeah, but that's something maybe I need to even kind of journal on that myself, even.
I probably turned that into something deep.
Yeah, definitely. Where anything can be turned into something deep, you know yourself, right, Katie? If you look into anything enough, you'll definitely come up with something that you were not aware of that you were thinking, you know yourself.
And speaking of, you know, manifestation, because a lot of people out there probably have this assumption that manifestation is you close your eyes, you say your affirmation, and voila, it's going to appear in your life. That's how it's done, because I'm someone who used to believe that. I used to think, I say a one-liner to myself every single day and that's me manifesting it, and I don't need to do anything else. I don't need to take action. Things are just going to happen for me. And that's how it was, and nothing ever happened. But could you talk a little bit about manifestation for anyone that doesn't really know much about it, wants to get into it, or is a bit maybe resistant to it too, because some people are kind of thinking it's a bit woo-woo. They don't want to hear about it. They don't think it has an effect on their life, but it does, because there is a lot to it. So I would love if you could talk a little bit about manifestation, because I know it's your niche.
Okay. So with manifestation, I mean, like the first time people would have heard of this manifestation would have been realistically like The Secret, so the book or the film. I think that was out in 2006 maybe, and that was the first time I heard of it. And while that was great, while it kind of got people's attention and got people to really like think about what they were thinking about, it didn't really like give you kind of any like education, really, we'll say, on it. So as I said, while it was good because it got us to really think about what we were thinking about, and like got us to really know like the power of our thoughts. It was just kind of like, you know, if you think you want a successful career or something like that, you know, you can do that, you know, and it tells you about the power of your thoughts and things, but it didn't really tell you, you know, anything other than, you know, think it and it'll happen. And then it became this thing of like, you know, people kind of almost like taking the piss out of it, thinking, well, you know, if I think I want a Range Rover long enough, I'm just going to wake up and it's just going to be on my drive, you know, when that would be obviously amazing, but that's not what we can do, unfortunately. So I suppose it's finding the balance of, you know, yourself, know your masculine and your feminine. The masculine being you have to take action, but the feminine being you have to believe, and you have to, you know, the power of your thoughts, and you have to believe that this is going to happen for you. So it's finding that balance there. Okay. Having the balance of the masculine and the feminine. But most importantly, as well, is the action. Okay. But another thing as well in it would be like the energy. So the energy, the energy that you give to something is obviously the most important thing. So it's like, let's say your diet. If you are not exercising and you are eating these crap foods, these low vibe foods, you know, you're going to feel like crap from the end of it, you know. So think of that, but just in your overall life. It's like if you go into a shop and you go in, you know, and straight away the person behind the counter, you can just feel they have this really, you know, this negative energy, you know, you're going to be kind of a little bit kind of held back, you know, you're not going to be massively, you're not going to be rude to the person, but you know, you're not going to be like massively like striking up a conversation, you know, there's going to be that little bit of that kind of bad energy, you know. Whereas if you go into a shop and you notice straight away that somebody has this like bright light energy, you know, you're going to be like, oh, you know, you're going to feel drawn to them, you know. And that's like anything in life, you know, so always comes back to your energy. Okay, so the energy that you can give to your day-to-day life is massively, massively important in terms of being able to manifest. Okay, another thing also would be like the beliefs. So believing that you are worthy of something, you know, which maybe comes back to even some shadow work as we were just discussing. You know, so if you are trying to manifest a dream partner but you don't believe that you are worthy of being loved, unfortunately it's not going to happen, you know. So the energy you give day to day and the beliefs, they are the most important things, you know. But as well, you also have to take some action steps, you know. So taking some aligned action that is for the greater good as well, is, you know, as I said, you can't just get a Range Rover to just appear in your driveway, unfortunately. So having the beliefs that you are worthy of what it is you're trying to manifest, the energy that you're giving in your everyday life, not just in terms of trying to manifest something, just the energy that you're trying to, the energy that you're giving every day, and then taking some inspired and aligned action as well in the meantime. That's obviously just a brief little synopsis on manifestation, because there can be quite a lot to it. But they would be the main focal points, really, I would say, for people looking to get into manifestation.
And they're such important steps as well, because without them, like, nothing's going to change. If you don't create space for that change either, nothing is going to come in because you don't have space for it in your life. But I just wanted to touch on that because I know there is resistance out there from people who are like, oh, I don't believe in manifestation, or it's all a bit woo-woo, let's not go there. But it does work, like you say, and it's very much a step-by-step process, which you seem to have nailed because you've got a program on it and everything, and it looks amazing. Yeah. I do want to plug that in there. Zoe does have a program for anyone wanting to do manifestation and get into it. But
manifestation, the fundamentals.
In terms of how you have seen maybe manifestation impact your life, is there any kind of examples that you have where you were like, holy crap, I manifested this. I have it down in my journal from X time, and oh my God, it's in my life right now.
Definitely something that's happened to me right now. As you know, I just recently quit my 9 to 5. That is something that I've been manifesting for, we'll say, the last year. So for me, this was just really just envisioning myself going in, handing in my notice to my poor boss, and just seeing myself, like, literally mentally rehearsing every day, you know, like, that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in, I'm going to hand in my notice. And the thing is, as well, there were times when I was seriously doubting myself, you know, so, you know, Jesus, can I really do this? You know, thinking like, oh my God, will I just give up? Like, dental nursing was my job, was my 9 to 5, you know, thinking, will I just go back to dental nursing? You know, like, will I just stay with it? You know, am I actually good at this? You know, a little bit of imposter syndrome creeping in. and, you know, that doubt coming up, you know, but really, really just keeping the faith the whole time, you know, it's going to be hard. There's nothing in life is going to be 110% easy for you all of the time, you know, but it's the times when I doubted myself, they were the times that actually they challenged me the most, and then they actually got me to be the better businesswoman, the better coach, you know, work that little bit harder, you know, because it was challenging me, but it was helping me to grow, you know. And now this is something that I have done. I have handed in my notice when I've left my job. And yeah, so that is something that I've manifested. Another little funny one was I can actually suffer from quite bad hangovers. And I can manifest not having a hangover, which I know sounds a bit silly. But was even envisioning myself, you know, on, like, we'll say the Sunday morning, getting up, not being absolutely in bits and having to spend the day in bed because I absolutely hate wasting a day. But yeah, trying to manifest not having a hangover as well. That's something that I've done a few times as well, which I know mightn't exactly be the most high vibe thing, but it is something that I've done.
Hey, I'm sure there's loads of people listening now. How do you manifest no hangover? And they're like, give us tips. But yeah. In terms of your journey so far, Zoe, because I know we've kind of hopped back and forth from bits and pieces, and I'm going to hop back to, you know, your personal story. What is, you know, one of the most challenging things? Because everyone assumes that coaches have it all together. They're super self-aware. They're super at peace. They accept themselves. They're like, yes, I'm killing it all the time, which is a complete myth. I will say that for anyone listening, that is an absolute BS. Have you had any, you know, challenging times during your shadow work or massive breakthroughs where you've been like, it was worth the low to experience the high that came after it?
For me, it would probably be things like not caring about what people think, you know. I think, like, in our teenagers and in our early 20s, we put a lot of power in other people's hands. Like, what I mean by this is, like, you know, like, doing things, not even doing things to impress our friends, but doing things, you know, just because it's the done thing, you know. So, you know, doing things that we might not necessarily enjoy, but because everyone else is doing them, we'll do them. And, you know, getting to that place of like, okay, no, I'm not going to do that. And I don't care if you don't think that that's okay, or, you know, you don't think that's cool or whatever, you know. So kind of like learning to be able to go against the grain and not care about what people think about that. That was one of the big things for me. Even like things like, you know, showing up on social media, you know, like putting up things, you know, like even like things like making reels, you know, making videos, talking on my story, that type of thing. I mean, that's not easy at the start. That is not easy. There's still times when I'm like, oh Jesus. But you know, it's all part of the journey for me, you know. I would have never ever in a million years thought I would speak on my story ever. Like, that is just something that, I know that might sound so minor to some people, but for me that was one of the things when I was like, oh my god, I don't know if I can do this. But it was just like, now I'm at the point where I don't really care talking my story, you know, that way it's fine. Obviously I have my days where I do doubt myself, but like, because speaking on social media, I actually didn't even have like an Instagram page, I don't even know if I had a Facebook. I think I had a Facebook as well before, but I didn't have social media before I actually became a coach. So just because I just found it made me a little bit anxious at times. So going on to somewhere like that, going on to social media for my business, you know, was definitely a scary time. But yeah, so to answer your question, one of the big things for me would definitely be not caring about what others think, taking back my power from other people, because that was definitely something that I struggled with before.
Yeah, and a lot of people do get caught up in that kind of cycle where their energy is so focused on what other people think that they forget about where they're supposed to be focused and what they're supposed to be moving towards. Mm-hmm. And it's all about redirecting that energy back to you at the end of the day, like you said, taking your power back so that other people aren't driving your life or affecting the choices that you're making, so to say. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, because I know you brought up social media now and we're like, ooh, let's go down this route. Because being online as a coach, it can be quite challenging and a little bit scary. I've had my own scary experiences being like, oh God, did I just post that? It's out there. I'm not sure if I want it out there. Let's take it back maybe. Yeah. Have you had any fears when it comes to posting on social media? Because sometimes a lot of the work that coaches do that we do is very personal and it comes from mm-hmm. what we've worked through ourselves so that we can help our clients and let them know what we can help them with. Have you had any fears where you've posted something and you've gone, oh my God, I need to take that back?
I've definitely had times when I'm like, oh God, you know, should I post this? But then I'm just like, you know what, if this helps one person, you know, go for it. Like, as I said, like my mantra within my coaching practice will always be help others how I wish I had been helped when I needed it the most. And a lot of the time, like, people can be, you know, they're stuck in this mindset, like, you know, they can't change their life, you know. And like, as I mentioned there, like a few minutes ago, you know, just because you've had a label of some sort at one point in time doesn't mean you always have to have that label for the rest of your life, you know. And that's why some people feel like they are stuck in a rut, because they feel like that they have this character to play and they can't change it, when you can. So for me, it's not a thing that I'm like, oh my God, I want to take that back. But it is a thing of like, oh, that was vulnerable. That was vulnerable sharing that, you know. You know, like, I'm trying to think now, you know, even something that came up for me before was like resentment. So resenting seeing people happy because I wasn't happy. And sharing that, I did find that hard, you know. So being resentful of friends if I saw them happy, you know, if I saw them content. And that for me was one of the things when I was like, okay, I need to actually take a hard look at myself. You know, why am I a little bit jealous? You know, why am I resentful seeing them happy, seeing them, you know, even in like relationships, you know, seeing them in fulfilled relationships, you know. And I know obviously the grass is not always greener. We don't know what is going on in people's lives, but sharing that, you know, I was a little bit resentful of people when I saw people happy. That was probably one of the things that I was like, oh God, that's vulnerable. That's out there now. And, you know, but it is one of those things, if I can help one person, if one person can read that and go, oh, do you know what? that's actually what I am as well. You know, maybe I need to start looking at myself. And even if it's a thing that they don't come to me for coaching and they just, you know, maybe start, if they done something like they went to counseling or they started reading some books that will help them where they're at, or they start journaling or they start meditating. If it gets them to just take one little step, brilliant. You know, that's the main thing for me.
Yeah. And it's so powerful when you do share your vulnerable posts, because I read them and I'm like, wow, like that is just like it hits you right to the core and you're like, that is me. I can really relate to that. So I do applaud you for sharing those vulnerable posts because they are impactful and they do help people out there. Even if you're not aware of it, they do help someone somewhere, whether it's through search engines or whatever it is that they've come across your post. They are finding value in what you put out. And it's very much about putting that value out there, which is vulnerability, I think, because our society today, you know, doesn't actually, like, I guess praise isn't the right word, but it doesn't really normalize people being vulnerable. And it's more of a thing that you're not supposed to do. And in terms of like expressing your emotions, it's very much a highlight reel, which I have to hold my hands up and say, I am a little bit guilty of that sometimes.
Like social media can be so toxic, you know, and I mean, it can be brilliant. Like even me and you connecting through social media, you know, and it's brilliant things like that, you know, having like that support system, like with other coaches, with other women in business, you know. How are you getting on here? You know, things like that. You know, it can be so, so powerful in that sense, and it can be brilliant, but it can be quite toxic, you know. But what I do feel like is it does come back to kind of like your own power, you know, taking back that power. So if social media is triggering you, you know, we can't just put all the blame on social media. You know, you have to look at yourself too, you know, like implementing some boundaries, you know, like with your phone, with social media, you know, coming off it for a while, you know, and like working on yourself first, because again, like we can't just put all the blame on social media. You know, it can be toxic, yes, but we are the ones that are in control of our lives. So we do need to do a little bit of something about it as well, you know. And I think just even like with the vulnerability as well, as you were saying, it's not really applauded if you do show vulnerability, you know. And I think that's some people, you know, like with cancel culture, that type of thing, you know, it's like some people are nearly afraid to say the wrong thing, because you know, if you say the wrong thing, especially on social media, once it's out there, it's out, you know, people can screenshot it, people can save it, things like that. So I think people are sometimes afraid to put a foot wrong, you know, say the wrong thing, and you can like cancel culture, all that type of thing, you know, it's not exactly the nicest place to be, I'm sure. So vulnerability is definitely not as praised as it should be in our today's world.
Yeah. And like, even as you said it there, like putting things out there and it's out there, because I've had those experiences where I've gone, oh, I've gone a little bit too deep now and a bit too raw. I don't know if it's going to trigger people, which it has before, you know. I've had to take things down before because it has hit a note with people, and I've had to reflect, I guess, and say, okay, am I being sensitive or am I being fake? Is this like a vendetta? Like, what angle am I going from? And actually turn inwards and say, okay, what's a more neutral stance and one that's not blame, because people do that on social media too. They blame quite a bit. But in terms of your journey so far, being a coach, everything that you've gone through, what is one massive lesson or small lesson that you've learned that has just come up time and time again that you hang on to and you remind yourself of, maybe on a daily or weekly or monthly basis?
That if I want to do something, that I can genuinely, I can do anything, like anything that you want to do, you can do, you know. There's been times, like even though we're talking about the course there a while ago, my course in manifestation, like there was a few times, like with some of the technical side of things, some of the like technology, I'd be good enough at it, but there was a few things I was like, oh my god, what am I doing here? And like really trying to figure it out and feeling that thing of like, I am so overwhelmed. Like I am so overwhelmed by this, and just looking at the laptop screen going, oh my god, like how, like what, you know, and just being totally, totally baffled. And then just being like, okay, you know, you can figure this out, you know, you can really do this, you know, you can get this done. and then half an hour later or an hour later or 6 hours later and it's done, you know. And it's the same with anything, you know. And I only said this to a friend recently, whatever I set my mind to, and this is not just me, I'm nothing special, you know, I'm just like every other human being out there, you know. If you want to do something, you can do it. And that is something that really comes up for me time and time again. Things like, you know, especially being a woman in that is running her own business, you know, there are a lot of things, you know, as going from an employee to being self-employed, a lot of new things come up, a lot of things that you have never done before. And, you know, that doubt creeps in. Jesus, can I actually do this? You know, can I figure this out? And you just get into it and you're just like, great, okay, that's another thing now ticks off the list that I thought I couldn't do and I can do now. So for me, it is definitely doing things that I really never thought I could do and actually being able to do it, you know. So that's definitely it for me time and time again.
And I think that's an important lesson for anyone out there to take away, that you can do anything that once you set your mind to it. But to wrap up this episode, I'm going to go in with a little bit of a bold question. You might be like, Katie, go away now with that question. Don't ask me that. But I'm going to ask you anyway.
Right?
What are you... You're like,
oh. I'm like, oh my God, what is this going to be?
I'll just let your anxiety bubble for a minute now. No. What is next on the manifestation list for Zoe? What are you trying to manifest into your life?
You know what? That's actually a funny question, because this morning I was sitting here, I was meditating and I was like, I actually need to set some new goals. You know, like obviously it's great when we can set our goals and things like that. But sometimes if we reach a goal, we almost kind of feel like, oh, Jesus, what do I do now? And that's kind of where I'm at the moment, because I have just reached a massive goal for myself in terms of being able to quit my job and being able to go fully self-employed. I'm kind of at that point now of like, okay, what's next? So definitely have a few ideas in my head, but for me, I suppose it's just growing my business would definitely be the next step. So to answer your question, I can't really answer your question just yet. No, but yeah, just grow the business to be the best place that it can possibly be. A massive value of mine that has come up in the last year to 18 months has been freedom. And I think that's possibly been because of the dreaded C word, which I won't mention, but we all know which word, but it's just freedom. So being able to just live the life that I actually truly want to live, you know, and be free. So, you know, that for me now is being my own boss and being able to have my days go as I want them, you know. So being able to reach that goal as well has been amazing. So just living a life of freedom, you know, and just prioritizing myself, you know, myself and my partner, my family, my friends. That for me is, that's the most important thing for me, definitely. So grow the business is the most important thing, and the freedom and friends and family and my partner. But yeah, I definitely have to do some goal setting now later, Katie.
No, I'm not putting pressure on you, but that's an amazing place to be, because, you know, as you said that, I was like, actually, you know what? You are right, because a lot of people hit their goals, move on to the next one and the next one and the next one. It's very masculine energy. So like you say, about balancing that energy, being just being as you achieve that goal, you know, and sitting with the feeling and doing what brings you pleasure rather than always having to perform and take action, so to say. So that's a beautiful place to be in, you know, being present and living in the moment, I guess. So I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to say thank you so much for coming on the show to share your knowledge and everything about your story, who you are, what brings you joy and manifestation, you know, how to do it essentially in the basics. I will say join her course though. But if you want to just let people where to find you, Zoe, as well, just before you go.
Yeah, perfect. So my Instagram is... It's a bit of a tongue tie now to get this out. So it's Zoe_Dunley_life_coaching. I don't know why I made it that way, but look, it's kind of too late to go back now, but sure, look. And then my website then is ZoeDunleyCoaching.com. And then I have a Facebook page as well, Zoe Dunley Coaching. That's about it.
Amazing.
So yeah, and then obviously my course in manifestation then is called Manifestation the Fundamentals as well. So that is that's a course that you do at your own pace, at your own time, and it's available now to download.
Thank you so much for your time, Zoe, for coming on the show and for sharing everything with me and everyone that listens.
Thanks for having me. We finally got there, as I said.
I know.